I might. That sounds natural enough.
And you say if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he better do it
for himself.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Bread.
What different kinds of bread?
Well, in a loaf, it's mostly just bread. But, I mean, you could get whole wheat bread or wheat germ bread or white bread.
What do you put in white bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of light bread?
Yes. And I think it's almost the same thing as white bread.
Uh-huh. Some people would just call it...
Yes, I've heard it called that. I don't call it light bread. I always call it white bread.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's...
Store-bought.
And...
Or bakery. But I think I'd call it store-bought.
Talk about how much flour might be in a sack. You'd say a sack might contain 5 or 10.
Probably 25 pounds.
And something made out of flour, it's fried in deep fat and has a hole in the center.
Donut?
Any other names for donuts?
Dunkers? Clunkers? I don't know. Donuts are just what I call them.
Uh-huh. And something you'd make up a batter and fry to eat for breakfast.
You mean like pancakes?
Okay.
And or hotcakes. Either one, interchangeably.
What different things are made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread. Down here, and I don't make it, but, you know, we have the colored help. They make a sort of a cornbread thing, which they call couscous. And I'm sure you've run into couscous before if you've been through Louisiana.
What's that like exactly?
But it would be they just make the cornbread in a skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll usually eat it with, say, syrup or milk or something like that. And then, of course, we all made hush puppies.
What about, this may be very similar to the couscous, but something that you could just take cornmeal and salt and water, make something you'd eat with a spoon?
Mm-hmm. You mean like a cornmeal mush?
Uh-huh. That was different from the couscous?
Yeah, couscous is almost baked on top of the stove without mm-hmm. being put in a... And well, some people may have called that mush, but I believe everybody called that mush.
Mm-hmm.
That you made, you know, that it's almost a difference in consistency, the same ingredients.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever hear of anything called a corn dodger?
Yes, and I think it'd probably be just the same thing as a hush puppy. It'd be a fried corn and corn pone, I've heard, mm-hmm. too. And then, of course, you can bake it and make spoon bread.
Uh-huh. But something similar to a hush puppy, they'd call it.
That's what I'd call a corn dodger.
Uh-huh. And the inside part of the egg is called
the yolk.
What color is that?
The yolk is the yellow, and the whites are the whites, or
and
clear.
If you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Well, either hard-boiled or poached.
Poached. What?
Poached egg.
And the kind of, animal that barks would be a
dog.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, you'd tell him?
Sick him.
And what would you call a mixed breed dog?
Mongrel.
What about a small noisy dog?
You mean beside a mongrel? Oh, that's another good term. Let me think what it is. Most small, noisy dogs are just terriers or something to that effect.
Did you ever hear of a feist?
No. I know what feisty is. It means one that's, you know, full of fight, but I've never heard it called that.
Mm-hmm. What about a worthless dog?
Just a mongrel, I guess.
And if you had a mean dog, you'd tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will...
Will bite.
And yesterday the
dog... Or call him a vicious dog, you know. He bit someone yesterday, so be careful.
And the person had to go to the doctor after he got
bitten.
Mm-hmm.